at a time since 1988.
Iran with the big T's and the big cheap movie review. That's part of what we're going to be talking about this hour of America tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney here at the helm and at the crossroads of what ails us all. It seems to be that the unemployment sticks in our craw when we hear that the numbers are lower, but when you actually talk to people, that's certainly not the sense I'm getting. I have preached and stood on this pulpit for a long time, though, and said that. And many of you listening find yourself in that quandary where you have a second job, where you have a juggling act going on with your family, because you find yourself in a situation where you've got to pick up that extra cash since you're not getting it from the main job, the underemployed, something that is hardly ever talked about. But I happen to see this today, that the Congressional Budget Office is actually saying that this is the longest period of high unemployment since the Great Depression. If the U.S. is going to hit the debt limit before Election Day in November. How interesting is that? So we've had 3 years of unemployment that's been over 8%. That is what they consider to be the highest period of unemployment, because if you go back in the numbers, they don't have those numbers that are that high, except for during the Great Depression. That's why it was called the Great Depression. What's also interesting is there are people who haven't looked for work in the past 4 weeks, and those who are working part-time but looking for full-time employment, what I call the underemployed. If you added all of them in there, the unemployment rate would be 15%. Finally, someone verifies that number with a government tag, the CBO. They made some comments in reporting that looking at the long-term effects of joblessness and policy options to boost employment, including unemployment insurance reforms and job training, that's where all that came out of. So the Republicans love this news because you can pounce on it and you can bash the stimulus stuff. But I think more than that, forget the politics of it all, it's exactly what we're seeing, especially the CBO reporting that people who haven't looked for work in 4 weeks and people who are doing the part-time things, stringing those gigs together, but still desperately want a full-time job, you would have unemployment numbers that we'd be talking about that would be 15%. How crazy is that? And that's why you're seeing those for sale signs. That's why the struggle to pay the rent, to pay the mortgage for so many people, and really stressed out beyond belief. And it's not because stuff, because that's the other argument. Well, if people just didn't have as much stuff, then they wouldn't have to work all these other jobs, even if they lost a really, really good job because a company closed its doors or whatever happened. You know, that's not true. I don't think it's that people are trying to hoard everything and it's all about getting bigger toys. I think it's a war in the jungle, and it's the survival of the fittest, the new fittest, to be honest. All right, this plane deal was pretty interesting. When you hear that the F-16s had to be scrambled, what's the first thing you think? I mean, be honest. When we talked about scrambling F-16s, that happened after 9/11, and were planes going to be shot down? It never came to pass. One, because they were behind the eight ball, but now, because of 9/11, boy, they are ready on the trigger. It's almost like they have a pilot in the wings who's just pacing, drinking coffee, waiting to jump in to the jet and take off at a moment's notice. So Air Force One was on the tarmac at the Los Angeles airport in the morning, and two F-16 jets were intercepting a small private plane that had invaded the airspace. The single-engine Cessna had some pot on board. It was forced down, went down, and they searched the plane and decided, well, you know, that this wasn't a plane that was going after the press. This was a plane that had some pot on board 40 pounds of marijuana. Oh, bad timing for that pilot, huh? So, no word on what they're going to do with that pilot, but it really was bad timing on their part because they shouldn't have been in that area, but didn't know it and got pulled down by the jets, probably sweating it out every minute thinking, why would they do that for what we have on board here? Really? And it had nothing to do with that. It was just the airspace violation. You know that song, I Had a Bad Day? Oh, that's a really bad day, isn't it? You're not expecting that's what you're going to be pulled down out of the sky for. They'll probably just get a slap on the wrist, I would assume, in that case. Although that's not official. They have not had their day in court if, in fact, there will be a charge. And I think there will be some kind of a charge. Would they make it misdemeanor since it's California, after all? Maybe. Iran, Iran, Iran. What are we to do with the situation in Iran? There's a new report that says that they've got the ability to hit U.S. targets. Does that shock any of you? Does that dismay any of you that, yeah, they could hit some of our hot spots? They've got a missile arsenal that's capable of hitting various targets throughout Eastern Europe, and including some that we would have. And they're threatening to launch missiles, by the way, against the U.S. and some others in the area in a response to an attack, they say, on nuclear facilities they have underground. So you hit our targets, we're going to hit you back. We're going to do it. And I think they would. I mean, of course, if the U.S. or, let's say, Israel, because I don't think it's going to be the U.S. at all, but let's say Israel did something, I think they would immediately hit back. And they're already trying to hit at the Strait of Hormuz. That's that sea lane where you're moving oil and other things up and down and out to the rest of the world. The submarines are maneuvering around our big aircraft carrier. So what are the intentions? Is it a tease, like I said, or is there some real meat to this thing? And will Iran actually light the fuse? Will they try to keep those tensions high and light the fuse? It's all about nuclear weapons, all about that, and whether or not they're building the yellow cake uranium, because that's supposedly the latest thing that they're doing that. And if Iranian leaders, like the supreme being, orders a missile strike, will they hit the targets? I mean, is it a tactical weapons thing? What's going to happen if they do it? And they've got the capability. They've got hundreds of missiles. So would they get past any of the missile defense systems in that area? That's the other question, because remember, that's still there. I'd say the tension is the highest it's been since I've talked about Iran. When you look at that country, what do you think ultimately is the right play? What's the right play? Sit and wait. I guess it's a sit and wait game. We either bring it on and get it over with and just go for it, or we just sit in the wings and wait and wait and wait and see if Israel gets instigated enough that something happens here. All right, coming up on the flip side, odds and ends. We got a bunch of them, and don't forget at the bottom of the hour too, we're going to talk about alternatives to paying attention to what the doctor says and getting a diagnosis and finding out you could treat it a different way and be healthy. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Tonight, just talking about Iran and what the play should be here. Does it seem like we're jumping into too many wars? And do you feel like, as much as you see what's going on with Iran and Syria, we're just going to have to back off of it because we don't have the do-re-mi to get overly involved? You have to ask yourself about this whole terrorism question. That's also part of it. What do you think Iran is doing? And how many terrorists do you think are being housed in that country? I'm going to say it's pretty significant, absolutely. Then you look at what happened with this Farouk Abdullah Mutallab, who was finally sentenced, by the way, to life in prison, bravo. He argued a life sentence would be unconstitutional, but what this cat did, and you all know it, but I'll relive it for you for a minute. He smuggled a bomb in his underwear, thus the nickname he earned, the underwear bomber, aboard a commercial jet that was headed for Detroit, and he almost pulled it off back in 2009. So now he's sentenced to life in prison. That's a just sentence, I think, by anybody's calculations. He goes into the courtroom. He's got an oversized white T-shirt and a white skull cap on. His hands were unshackled when he came in. He argued it was cruel and unusual to give him that punishment, and that it wasn't going to happen for him, you know, because he was going to detonate. He was going to blow up, and it was going to be a mass murder scenario. He pleaded not guilty to 8 charges, because that's ultimately what it added up to. It included attempt of a weapon of mass destruction, the underwear bomb, and conspiracy to commit an act of terror. What happened in this case is it brought a lot of arguments with it as to where we should try a terrorist and what defined a terrorist. This guy to me was, I don't care what he was doing, if he was fumbling around, he was going to blow up that plane. He didn't succeed. He's a terrorist. He was on that Northwest flight from Amsterdam. He heard a loud noise on the plane. You know, passengers heard a loud noise on the plane as it was going toward Detroit. It sounded like a firecracker, and if that firecracker had become a fireball, and it did. I mean, there was fire that went to the wall and the carpet, but if it had gone off like it was intended to do, all those people would hear that noise and have been dead. They would have been blown up in the sky. 4 people definitely did the right thing. They restrained him, if you remember, pushed him to the floor. They helped put out the fire. He was then held in first class, and then he said in the courtroom that he had traveled to Yemen, and he was inspired, greatly inspired, he said, to participate in a plot by Anwar al-Awlaki, who was killed by a U.S. drone strike, if you remember, in Yemen in September. And he said he carried the device to avenge the killing of innocent Muslims. That was his statement. It was in retaliation for U.S. tyranny and oppression of Muslims. There were 289 people on board that flight. So at issue, like I said, was the civilian court versus the military tribunals and our system of justice and the right way to carry it out. At least he got the life sentence. I think that was the smart thing to do there. And there were plenty of people who wanted to comment on Abdullah Muttalib's sentence afterwards, including Sharma Chopra, who said this guy, he showed no fear. Trust me, you look into his eyes, and there was nothing but vacancy there.
I think he has no remorse, and it's, life imprisonment is very appropriate. I have 2 sons, a little bit older than him, so I told him, Farooq, look at me. Being a mother, I feel for you, but I'm not afraid from you.
See, so there you go, and you heard her say how she has sons his age, because 25 when he was on that plane, a couple of years younger, but somehow gets through Amsterdam, gets onto the plane, and almost pulls off a deadly act of terror. And luckily, it didn't happen. He got his just do, absolutely. Speaking of terror, Congressman Mike Rogers, a Republican from Alabama, talked about air marshals and now what's happened. Are air marshals, as we look to whether or not we're safer in the skies, are they preventing possible future attacks like the one we saw with the Christmas Day bomber?
The reality is the terrorists have adapted to our security measures and changed their tactics. We saw this on Christmas Day in 2009 and in other attempted attacks since 2011, or since 9/11.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, listen, the idea of camps, the idea of future networks, sleeper cells, sleeper is the key. So angry, so ready to blow themselves up that they will wait for the right opportunity to try to pull off a plot. I mean, there's something about the mind of a person who is willing to blow themselves up and take out a plane, a room, an embassy, that I can't make that leap. To me, life is so precious. And to say that you're doing this for Allah It goes back to the same thing, unrelatable, but very scary. And the threat, even though some of the threats have been leveled, they will never 100% be out. We're never 100% looking in the rearview mirror and saying, phew, boy, we avoided that one. Guess we don't have to worry. We always have to be vigilant and be concerned. That's my concern with Iran. You know, the terrorist surrogates that they could push out there that I believe exist in Iran is very, very scary. Just another port, another way to another scenario, another way to get at the U.S., like the targets that I mentioned, that there's targets that they could easily hit. So we either jump into the fray, get it over with, or we get into all these wars with everyone and anyone, and at some point we have to say enough. As Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas who's running for president, says, at some point, he doesn't even say at some point, he says, you got to start looking around and figuring out where you can not employ people and how you can pull the troops away. But if Iran and Israel decide to really go for it, not talk about it, but really get into something, and a missile hits Iran's underground laboratory, I'll call it, if it hits them and they retaliate, which they would, then look out. I mean, all bets are off, and I think everybody scrambles to figure out what to do. All right, figuring in the scenario of what to do, we've been talking a lot about drugs and other ways to treat yourself and get second opinions, and we're going to do that next. I'm going to introduce you to a woman that I've had on the show once before. I really enjoyed her. Her name's Julia Shopik, and she talks about natural medicines or other ways to treat things. Her husband had a brain tumor, and what she went through as a result of that was very, very scary stuff, much like what we saw happen with Gary Carter and his treatment and all the chemo and whatnot. She tells us her saga. That's coming up. Before we get there, Josh Hamilton has his own saga. What's he going to do? He's struggling with pills and booze as well. Take a listen.
I slip up in 09, and moving past that, it was, okay, I'm fine, you know, it was just, you know, one night, you know, everything's over, and we didn't really move back towards, well, what caused them to slip up, and so this time, we want to find out why it continues to happen. I'm not afraid of my mistakes. I do feel shame about my mistakes, but I can get past that. And I can allow people into my world and look them in the eye and say, you know what? I suck sometimes. I really do. You know, I make mistakes. But it's at the same time, I learn from my mistake.
All kinds of addictions. It's just one that Josh has, struggling with drugs at times in his past, and obviously booze as well. Stay with us.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. This is a great woman that we interviewed before, and I really like the conversation we had with Julia Shopik. She wrote a book called Honest Medicine, and she wrote the book for, I think, a lot of different reasons, but she became a patient advocate, and one of the reasons why is because she cared for her husband. Back in 1990, her husband, Tim Fisher, was diagnosed with a serious cancerous brain tumor, and I think some of us, this is news that some of you have had to deal with in your life and have had to figure out what you're going to do. So for the first 5 years after he was actually diagnosed, they followed what the doctors were telling him to do and the recommendations, which I can imagine that's what all of us think. He had surgery, underwent the chemo and the radiation, all the stuff that you normally hear about, and all of the treatments. But then there were side effects and complications, and that's when really Julia got wise to all of this, and that's a lot of what this book is about. Julia, thanks for coming back on the show with us.
And thanks for inviting me, Kate. I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, and I think it's so powerful to tell that story about your husband because I'd have to say, you know what, I would think the same thing. I'm married. If that happened with my husband, I'd be, you know, I'd go through those stages of grief and I've got to be the one. I've got to help. What am I going to do? And I'm sure you think doctor knows best, and I would do the same thing. And then you realize that something wasn't right, that it wasn't working, right?
I did, because he started, Kate, after about, as you said, the 5-year mark, he just started to develop every complication that you can get from the treatment, not from the tumor. And, for instance, he even had a radiation-caused stroke. I had never known that you could get a stroke from radiation to the head, but you can. And he had several seizures, and he had, oh, my goodness, the skin kept giving a problem, and he got water on the brain. I can't even. I just, at a certain point, the five-year mark is about it, I decided I got to do something. I've got to find some kinds of treatments that are going to make his life not only prolonged, because I loved him, but more pleasant and healthier. So that's when I started researching, and we found a nutritionist whose area, believe it or not, was cancer and brain tumors. Her name is Dr. Jean Wallace. And I started, you know, really watching his diet and giving him a lot of supplements, and he outlived his prognosis by, are you ready for this, 12 years. He had really been given 3 years by the doctors, and he, you know, he lived for 15. So we really were, you know, I was delighted. And the doctors, unfortunately, weren't even interested in the things that I had found for him. And, you know, selfishly, I guess that was okay with me, because at least they weren't stopping me, you know, from doing good things for him.
Yeah.
But then at around the, in 2001, he had a recurrence of his brain, of his tumor. And this is at the time that I got the real aha moment that made me really want to put the germ in my head for writing a book. What happened was that his suture line, he had the surgery for the recurrence, and the suture line would not heal. And the doctors kept doing what they know how to do, which was to keep operating on this poor man's head to try to find two pieces of skin that would heal. And the more they did this, the worse he got. He had walked into the surgery just joking and, you know, in very good shape. And by the time they were through with him after 8 surgeries to try to find 2 pieces of skin that would heal, he was brain damaged, he was paralyzed, and he was incontinent. Mm. And at that point, a doctor friend that I was just talking with on behalf of a client, you know, I do public relations as well, and this doctor said, have you heard of Silverlawn? And I said, Silver, who, what? You know? And he told me about this wonderful product, which, by the way, I've never had any financial ties with. I just sing its praises because it saved my husband's life.
Right.
It is pieces of material that are impregnated with silver. And the doctors gave us permission, gave me permission to put it on his head. He was in the hospital, of course. And within 48 hours, his skin started to heal. To really close up. Overnight, you could tell that it was healing. And this is when I just learned a lot about the medical profession. Do you think the doctors were happy to see this?
No.
Not really.
No.
They actually went out of their way to tell me that they thought that it was not what I found. And they had the accent on what you found, you know me, that worked. And I said, well, what do you think it was? And this doctor who said that to me said, I think it was the vancomycin kicking in. And vancomycin is the antibiotic, the IV antibiotic. And I said, but Bill, he's been on this antibiotic, this vancomycin, for 6 weeks. And this doctor said, well, vanco is like that. It kicks in.
Mm.
I was amazed. And my head started to swim, and I started to think there must be other treatments out there that work that the doctors just don't accept because they aren't told about them by either a pharmaceutical company or a fellow doctor, and that can really help to save lives like the Silverlawn did for my husband. I hope I didn't abbreviate that story too much.
But. No. And I think it's very powerful, and people are listening to this. This is why look to other alternatives, dig deeper. This is what Julia did. And, you know, this is the question that comes up, and you pretty much answered it right there at the tail end. Why don't these types of treatments, why don't they do more clinical trials on them, for goodness sake? Because there's a success story, and I guarantee there are others. And the answer is it's not part of the cycle of the pharmaceutical companies and the money. It's big money that's involved in medicine. Don't you think that this is part of the problem?
I think it's a huge part of the problem. And part of the problem, too, Kate, is that the treatment – I decided to write about treatments, as the subtitle of my book, Honest Medicine, says, that are effective, time-tested, inexpensive. I kind of put the emphasis on inexpensive and non-toxic. and that work for life-threatening disease, because the problem here is that clinical trials are done mostly by drug companies, and the drug companies have to feel they will get a return on their investment. And for instance, one of the treatments that I write about, low-dose naltrexone for autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis, lupus,
yeah,
Crohn's, it costs $25 to $40 maximum a month. No drug company that we know of would want to spend the billions of dollars a clinical trial takes cost to check this drug out in a big way. And if they did, guess what would happen? The price would go up to, say, $1,000 to $2,000 a month, from $25 to $40. That would be tragic in itself.
Yeah, no kidding. So depressing. And see, I know people are listening to this. This is powerful information, powerful stuff, and they're going to write me emails. They're going to send me emails, and they're going to say, as happened before, how do they find out about these treatments? How can they get these treatments if they're in the middle of this, or they're trying to uncover different things for their loved one or for themselves?
Well, one of the things would be to read my book, obviously, Honest Medicine. You can get it on Amazon. You can just go to honestmedicine.com, which is my website, my blog.
Sure.
And there are links to Amazon, and there are links to Barnes & Noble to buy my book. And also it's available on Kindle and Nook. But the main thing is that these treatments have been around that I write about, and I can tell you briefly about some if you want me to. But
well,
they've been around for years and years and years.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think you're right. I think that what somebody would have to do, because it would take us forever to go through all the treatments, but if they get your book, you do such an effective job of that. You tell about these different treatments and the things that you can do and the things that you can look at. And you've got a website set up, too, that has the link to every resource, right?
Honestmedicine.com. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of trademarking Honest Medicine. That's me.
You need to do that, definitely. You need to blog about even more of these experiences. Absolutely. In writing this book, what ultimately, for everybody that's listening, what do you hope happens? That they poke a little further and just don't take a doctor at his word?
Yeah, what I hope happens is, you know how when you go to the doctor, Kate, and you trust the doctor, and then the treatments in many cases work. I'm not talking about these cases, but in many cases they don't work. And often the doctor will say, that's all that there is. Don't believe it. Because the rest of that sentence should be, and if they would say this, I would be so grateful, that these are the only treatments that I know about. And with the internet out there, and with books like mine and lots of other books, believe me, you can find treatments. I mean, the treatments that I write about work for a wide variety of illnesses and diseases, including autoimmune diseases. One of them that I write about works for end-stage liver disease. It has kept a lot of people from having liver transplants. And, of course, one of my favorites, the ketogenic diet, is fantastic for childhood epilepsy and even for adult epilepsy. And your doctor may not, will not, probably won't tell you about these treatments. They are not big money makers for big pharma. And I get excited, you know, because as you pointed out, people wrote to you or called you, how can I find out about these treatments and all of that?
Mm-hmm.
This is my God's work, because I almost get a teary-eyed when I say that people have written to me at julia@honestmedicine.com, and they ask me, how can we find a doctor that will prescribe low-dose naltrexone for autoimmune diseases? How can we find a hospital that will administer the ketogenic diet? My child has epilepsy. I need the ketogenic diet. And this is just so wonderful that I feel that I can help people. And this is wonderful.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree. I agree, Julia. We're almost out of time. I just want to remind everyone, she's got incredible information in here. It's exactly what Julia is saying. Go and pick up a copy of Honest Medicine. Really, you owe it to yourself to have this, so you've got a reference. Julia Shopik, thanks so much for coming on our show again.
Ailments could be alleviated. physical and mental stress could be eased and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assists in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
With over 6,000 preparedness items, get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydropacks, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
America Tonight, we take you to the movies, and there's some good ones out this week if you like a particular kind of actor. Like, I'm a big Nick Cage fan, although it seems like he does the same movies over and over again. And I also like Reese Witherspoon, and she's in a big comedy this week that looks to be pretty clever. You might have to wait for the rental, save a few bucks, but I think both of these movies would be at least rentals. I'm sure the theaters or the movie companies wouldn't want to hear me say that, because they want you to go out and spend the big bucks versus waiting to get it through Netflix or Redbox or whatever. But needless to say, let's dive into it. If you are looking for a comedy with a little bit of teeth in it, this one might just be the one that will do the job. And it opens on Friday, and it's called This Means War.
Bullet for me, I would for you as well. What were you doing on the computer?
I was photographing my girl.
I was doing the same thing.
You want to see her?
Got three. One, two,
three.
That's Lauren Scott.
I feel weird about dating two guys at once. You think Gloria Steinem got arrested and sat in a jail cell so you could act like a little bitch? I think I'm going to hell. Get out there. You get flexible.
You know what? You date her.
Besides the fact, if I got in the picture, wouldn't you be fair?
I'm sorry. What does that mean?
I think we should lay down some ground rules.
I think we should.
I don't think we should tell her that we know each other.
Let's stay out of each other's way. Just let her decide.
May the best man win.
This is a live operation. It's a full wrap and tap, boys. I want you to follow Agent Hansen.
Don't let your country down, boys.
This is done perfectly.
Make it rain.
Really?
You ever killed anybody with your bare hands?
Not this way.
Tux, this is my friend. Okay, you can do this. They'll probably just shake hands. I'm gonna pass out.
I'm available to have sex with both of those guys just to test out stuff and see who comes back a winner.
Why is she listening to that old man? No idea.
I think my triggering mechanism was stuck in that. Oh my god!
All right. Will it break the bank when it comes to the box office? The Vow right now, last week was huge. $40 million. You get the idea here, I think, if I wanted to tell you a little bit more about what it's about. It's kind of spy versus spy. Two of the world's deadliest CIA operatives are best buddies, but they have the same woman. That could be a problem, eh? And so that's the premise of this comedy, thriller, action, adventure, fair. PG-13, teenagers could be dumped off to go and watch this. It seemed pretty tame to me from what I could see. But that is This Means War. From This Means War to Ghost Rider, check it out, Nick Cage.
There's good and bad in all of us. It doesn't matter how far you run. There are some demons you just can't escape.
I need your help. This challenge is in danger.
I don't save people.
If you don't help, the devil will have a new form, one more powerful than he's ever known. And a shadow will fall upon the earth. Save the boy and lift your curse.
I made a lot of mistakes. It's only one good thing I ever did.
That being the case, we better make sure he doesn't turn out to be the Antichrist.
The Rider's going to come out. He'll destroy whoever's got it coming.
I'm not afraid of you.
You should be.
Walk away now, I'm just turning one demon for another.
Plus, I have some personal issues I'd kind of like to get fixed.
Roadkill.
The Rider's coming.
All right, you can hear the familiar tones of the Cage Maestro. This is rated PG-13 action adventure. Short movie, 1 hour and 35 minutes. Of course, you throw in all the previews, and that's another 30 minutes. He's a stuntman, bounty hunter, and his name's Johnny Blaze. He's been in exile, but he thinks he's cursed. He has to come back to help some people in society, and that's why he re-emerges. And always popular at Comic-Con and some of the other events, but Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance. I'm going to predict that this does okay at the box office. There's certainly an audience for it. We move from that to this movie that you might not have heard much about, The Secret World of Arity.
Arity, make sure you hold on tight.
Mama, did you see that?
That's my girl.
My mother, father, and I are all borrowers. Promise you won't let our daughter get eaten or squashed like a bug. We borrow things like soap and cookies and sugar. Things that humans don't miss if they're gone. We've been seen, and borrowers aren't supposed to be seen.
No, wait. Don't go.
The boy knows that we're here.
What? Are we safe? I really don't think he intends to hurt us.
Once a borrower has been seen, the human's curiosity can't be stopped.
I see the walls, don't see them.
My mother used to tell me stories about the little people who lived under the floors. Is that you? Maybe we could be friends?
Strange things have been happening here, and I know why.
Tell me, Sean, have you ever seen any little people in your room?
Mm-mm. Can't say that I have.
There you are!
Mother's been taken. We have to go help her.
Aren't you scared?
Sometimes you have to fight for the things that are worth fighting for.
We will find her.
She's dry.
I saw you. I just wanted to find a way to protect you.
We are borrowers, and as long as we have each other to live for, we'll keep on living.
Arietti, I'll never forget you.
Why was it taking Papa so long?
Why is my first thought always that he got eaten by the cat? What's wrong with me?
All right, Arietti is an animated flick, good for the kids, rated G, 1 hour, 20 minutes. And what it is a secret world beyond the floorboards, little people who live undetected. Actually, it looks kind of cute, and you can take the whole family to it. If you go to the movies, enjoy. Make sure you smuggle in your own stuff, though. It'll cost you an arm and a leg at the concessions. Ooh, good job, Donovan Mattson. Have a good one, everybody.